Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Hi, Kenya. My zip code is 07. No, I'm sorry. That's my old zip code. My new zip code is 18235.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Nancy Concepcion.
Thank you. And let me see. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
You probably don't have my new mailing address in, on file. My old mailing address is 38 Dunlop Drive in C. Warren.
Okay, well, that is the one we have. So I do see here you paid the shipping. It was for $7.45, and that was for our free gift. That was for your free gift, the neck massager. So that was strictly just the shipping for the neck massager. And then you were charged the membership fee of $19.99, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
I don't remember that card.
Well, it's emailed to you when you're charged.
No, I don't remember that card, but I just wanted to know, what do I have to do to cancel? Because I don't use these services.
Okay. So in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $19.99 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card. And so it's emailed to you when you're charged. But I did go ahead and get this canceled for you for any future purchases.
What? I'm not sure what you're saying, that there was a $125 card. I know that I've been getting charged $19.99 every month on my account, and I have no idea for what because I don't use Excel.
Right. So basically what I'm explaining is that when you got the neck massager, it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card to that online store.
Okay.
And so that is what started the membership fee.
Do you know where that card is? Because I have no idea where that card is.
It would have been in your email.
So I have a $125 gift card somewhere in my emails, is what you're saying?
Yes.
That I could use in that specific store?
Yes, you would have to use it on that online store, yes.
Okay, and I am going to be paying for this charge that I just got, the $19.99. Are you able to cancel after? So I don't want to get charged again, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You've already been canceled.
Okay. And so when I find this card, if I choose to buy something, is it still going to be valid?
Yes, ma'am. It does not expire.
Okay. And is there any possible way that you could send it again to my email?
Yes, ma'am. Sure. Let me get it pulled up here. And yeah, so I did go ahead and send you that email again. If there is a delay on it, well, sometimes there is a delay on it, so you could give it up to 24 hours, but it should be to you soon.
Okay. Support at TryHot. Is that? I have 8 support cancellation notifications.
Well, that's automatically sent. That wasn't from me.
Oh, wow. 8 times. Okay, so I'm sure that then I'll be able to get that card that you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Soon. Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's no problem. And I do thank you for calling customer support, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.